Good morning, Golden Gate Christian Church.
新门基督教会，你们早。
Good morning, Pastor Choi. I want to thank you so much for the invitation for me to be here.
我要特别谢谢蔡牧师邀请我来到我们当中。
I got this invitation a few months back.
在几个月前，我收到这样的邀请。
And I've been literally looking forward to this moment for several months now.
已经有好多个月了，我盼啊盼啊，终于来到了今天。
I spend a lot of time in prayer.
我花了很多时间祷告。
And just listening to what exactly God wants me to share with you this morning.
并且聆听神的话语，今天要我跟大家分享什么。
And I'm excited because I believe that God's going to use the scriptures.
我非常兴奋，因为我相信神将要用经文、
the examples and stories,
例子还有这些故事
to inspire you to do something similar,
来激发大家来做类似的事情。
And God wants to use all of us,
神要用我们每一位
where we live, where we work, where we learn, where we play,
不管我们住哪里，在哪里上班、上学或者是娱乐
to make an impact, to be this, the light where we are.
让我们能够有一些影响力。
This is an exciting month.
这是一个很令人惊喜并且很快乐的一个月份。
You have heard many great messages in Missions Month.
你已经听到了很多的这个福音的信息。
And so I hope that this will be the birth in some of us to really start something beyond where we are right now.
我希望借着这样的机会，让我们重新有一个新的开始，能够跨越另外一个里程碑。
I want to share my the title of a message is "You Are Mail."
那我今天的主要的信息就是你是神给世界的一封信。
And it may be confusing, but believe me, it will make sense by the time we finish.
可以说现在也许听得不太明白，可是希望在我们讲完了以后，你就能够明白了。
But before we dive into the message,
在我们还没有开始讲这个话题之前
I want to introduce you to my family real quick.
我想跟大家介绍一下我的家。
So that's my wife, Linda.
我的太太 Linda.
We've been married for 16 years now.
我们已经结婚16年了。
And we have a son, Daniel.
我们有一个儿子 Daniel.
And he's 3.5 years old.
他是三岁半。
Keep us very busy.
他让我们很忙碌。
I become a morning person.
我呢必须要早起
totally against my will
完完全全是违背我自己个人意愿
parents you know that it's not your schedule it's their schedule right
做家长的大家都知道不再是我们自己的作息乃是孩子的作息
and actually very soon after I got married
我在结婚不久
I started working for City Team
我就开始在城市团队工作
and I've been with City Team now for 16 years
我在这个组织工作有16年了
I know that's an eternityTo be that long in one organization in Silicon Valley?
似乎在今日的矽谷，在同一个机构工作16年，似乎像是工作了永恒一般长。
But I just love what God is doing through us.
可是我多么的享受神借着我们所散发出来的工作。
And if you've been to the City Team site on 6th Street here in San Francisco?
大家有没有去过我们在三藩市的分址，在六街
？Anybody?
有人吗
We have a facility here in San Francisco on 6th Street.
我们在六街三藩市有一个地方。
And City Team is kind of famous for serving the homeless and people struggling with addiction.
我们这个组织呢，城市团队呢，最出名的就是服侍低收入或者是说有瘾之类的团体。
And we also serve families, low-income families, with basic necessities like food, clothing, furniture, things like that.
并且我们提供这些低收入的家庭呢一些基本的需要，像是食物啦、衣服啦等等。
And the side of the ministry I'm working at is that side where we serve low-income families.
那我的服事范围呢，就是这些低收入的家庭。
And as we serve families, we make new friends.
当我们服事这些家庭的时候，我们就认识了一些新的朋友。
In fact, we have 22 teams all over the Bay Area that do just that.
我们呢，在全湾区大约有22组，就是做这样的事工。
And we partner with churches.
我们跟教会一起同工。
And as we make these new friends, we start to have faith conversations.
当我们认识这些新的朋友的时候，我们就开始跟他们讲信仰。
And we start to identify people that have a spiritual hunger.
然后我们就会发现有一些人呢，就是有那种内在的渴望。
And when then we show them how they can start to know and follow God.
当我们开始教他们怎么样去认识并且跟随神的时候。
And sometimes it is inviting people to come to a church service like this.
有的时候呢是邀请他们继续的跟进去教会参加崇拜。
But more and more in the Bay Area.
可是越来越多在湾区。
We see that people are spiritually open, but to go to an existing church service is a step too far.
我们发现呢，很多人呢是对信仰是有兴趣，可是叫他们踏入教会好像还有一点困难。
So we need to be creative and see how can we take church to them.
所以说我们得要有创意，如何的把教会带到他们当中。
And then our goal is to make that multiply.
然后我们的目标呢，就是希望这样继续的蓬勃的发展下去。
Literally let gospel and disciple making go viral.
基本上就是让这个传福音，并且做门徒，好像是细菌一样的大肆的散开。
And I'm just amazed who God uses.
我实在是感恩神这样的使用我们。
Later on, I'm going to share some stories, some practical stories of how what this looks like.
等一下我会跟大家分享一些很实用的故事如何的达到。
But I want to just give a quick overview for those of you that like numbers.
那只不过我现在先给大家一些好像一般的数字给大家一些概念。
So here in the Bay Area,
在湾区
we've launched some movements about 13 years ago.
我们的差不多在13年的时候就开始了这种的门徒训练运动。
And it has spread from San Jose all the way to 15 different countries.
从圣何西开始，已经扩散到15个不同的国家。
And in these churches that we plant, there are now 66,000 new disciples of Christ.
而在这些的新的教会当中，已经有66,000个门徒的形成。
Over 60,000 new disciples were added just in the last 2.5 years.
就是在最近的两年半，已经增添了有60,000多的新门徒。
And this is done with a team budget of $250,000.
而我们每年的预算是25万。
So what that means that every $10.40 invested in our team produces one disciple, new disciple of Christ.
所以说平均只需要10.04的投资就有一个人能成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And it takes about $105 to start to plant one of these embryonic churches.
只需要105块钱就可以开始一个雏形教会。
The reason I'm sharing this with you,
之所以我跟大家分享这些数据
is that I believe in this Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, have about 8 million people.
是因为我相信在湾区这个地方大概有800万人。
And God has given a dream, a God-sized dream in some of us.
神给了我们一些只有神能达到的梦想。
To see 1 million new disciples in the next 10 years.
在未来的十年当中，能够见到有新的100位的门徒。
Here in the Bay Area.
就在这里，三藩市。
So for us to do that, we need to mobilize a lot of people.
如果说要真的达成目标，我们得要动员很多人。
And it has to be simple.
一定要简单。
Has to be scalable,
而且能够扩大
and sustainable,
并且能够持续。
So that's why I jumped at the opportunity.
所以说我就快快乐。
When Pastor Choi invited me to share this vision with you,
当蔡牧师邀请我的时候呢，我就迫不及待跟大家分享这样的意向。
And are we ready to jump in?
我们准备好了吗
？Okay.I wonder if any of you heard this sound. I hope it will play. So let's see if it plays. Okay, I can do that sound. It says, "You got mail."
大家都熟悉听到这个声音就好，你收信了。
Show of hands, who heard that phrase?
大家有哪一位听过这样的声音
？All right, AOL, right? So these were one of the early email providers.
这些就是早期的 email 的这个系统。
Now, for some of those millennials here in the room,
可能呢，在座很多80后的年轻人
you have not gone through this agonizing process that Generation X and older have gone through.
可能呢，前线的这些老人家们，他们都会经过一个好像蛮痛苦的过程。
There was a time,
就是曾经
if you want to write your friend a letter, a message,
如果你要给一个朋友写一个信
you did not get out your phone.
你不会用你的手机。
You actually got a pen and paper out.
你需要拿个纸跟拿个笔。
And you wrote a letter.
你写个信。
And you slap a, you lick a stamp, and then you mail that out.
用口水舔一个邮票，然后寄出去。
And then you wait a while to hear a response back.
然后你就等，等着回音。
So I want to share a story. Back in 1994, I was in high school.
所以我要跟大家分享一个小故事。在1994年的时候，我还在高中读书时。
And attended this camp, this Christian camp.
参加了一个基督教的营会。
To help prepare you to go to college and how to prepare you spiritually for that transition.
就是帮助高中毕业生如何进入了大学以后还能继续持守他们的信仰。
And I met this really cute girl there.
我在那遇见一个很可爱的女孩。
And we just clicked.
我们就是看对眼了。
We even joked about me possibly going with her to her prom.
然后我们同时也开玩笑说，也许我可以参加你们学校的毕业舞会哦。
She got sick.
可是她生病了。
And she had to leave a day early.
他得要提前一天离开营会。
And I did not have the courage before that to get her address.
我偏偏就没有这个勇气在他临走之前跟他要地址。
But she had a friend there from the same school.
不过好在他在营地里头还有另外一个同学是从一个同一个高中出来的。
So I got her address and I wrote her a letter starting that same day.
所以说当下我就拿到了他的地址，马上写了一封信给他。
The next day when I got home, I mailed that letter.
第二天我到了家以后，我就把信给寄出了。
Actually, this is the exact post office. Thank you, Google.
他说：“谢谢 Google， 这个就是当时就是他寄信的那个邮局。
”And that's the exact mailbox. It's been there for probably 100 years, I guess.
那个红色的就是他当时把信投入的邮箱，大概已经有100年了。
And as I dropped that letter off,
当我把那个信投入的时候。
All of a sudden, I got insecure.
我突然觉得有一点不安全感。
And I realized, oh, I can't take it back.
我发现，哎呦，拿不回来了。
It's like you set something in motion.
好像你已经启动了什么事情似的。
And it's gonna be days before you see the effect.
然后呢，需要等好几天才会看见会有什么成效。
I started going to the post office 2, sometimes 3 times a day.
很多的时候，我一天去那个邮局2-3次。
Took 5 days before I got a letter back.
结果我等了5天才收到回信。
But I got that letter.
可是我收到信了。
5 pages handwritten.
用手写的，而且是五页长。
I didn't even go home.
我根本没回家。
I sat right on that step there.
我就坐在那个楼梯那个小台阶那里。
I read that whole letter.
我把那整封信。
Twice.
看了两遍。
Have you had an experience similar to that?
你有没有像我这样类似的经验？
You know where you're taking some risk and you send that letter.
你冒了一些险，然后之后呢，你把信给寄出去了。
Maybe you send a text message.
也许你是发出了一个短讯。
And you're just agonizing on the response. You check your inbox. You check your when is the response going to come.
接着你就等啊等啊，焦急的看看有没有什么回音。
And then that response comes.
结果终于回音了。
And just how excited you are.
结果你就好高兴，好兴奋。
Or defeated.
或者是好失败。
Now think about what if that letter that you mailed somehow got stuck in the post office.
那如果你想象，就是这么不巧，你所寄出的那封信就卡在邮局。
Somehow it went from there to somewhere in there, and it never left.
从一个地方到另外地方，可是从来没有离开那个邮局。
If that happened to some of you, or maybe your parents, maybe some of us would not be born.
也许有一些情书当时真的没有被寄出的话，可能在座有好几位都没有办法出生呢。
That's possible, right?
有这可能性嘛，对不对
？See, I think the thing with letters, emails, text messages, for that matter.
所以我觉得说信啊、短讯啊，或者是 email，
they are sent to people, not places.
是送去给人的，不是送去某一个地方。
The post office is not the destination.
邮局不是寄信的终点。
It's just the place that process.
只不过是一个地方，让这些能够处理。
And where it gets sent and delivered to the intended person or persons.
然后之后送出去给真正的收信人。
See, I believe that. We are like letters God is writing.
我觉得我们就像是神所写的一封信。
And God is sending these letters.
神把这些信
to our neighbors.
送去给我们的邻居。
Where we live, work, learn, and play.
在我们居住的地方，或上班、上学或娱乐的地方。
Some of us even sent to Taiwan.
有些呢，甚至我们送到台湾去。
But for most of us, God is sending us where we are.
可是呢，大部分的时间，神就在我们所在之处就开始发信了。
And the church,
而教会呢
，is like a post office.
就像是一个邮局。
This is a place where we gather.
就是我们相聚在一起的地方。
To be equipped.
就受装备。
To be inspired.
受启发。
To be trained.
受训练。
And to be sent.
然后之后被送出去。
To our neighbors.
到我们的邻舍当中
，The church is not the destination.
教会不是一个最终的送信点。
It plays a critical role.
它是一个很重要的一个地方。
But God wants to transform our city.
可是神要改变我们的城市。
And He is sending us.
而他借着我们
，He's sending you.
你跟我。
Problem is.
问题是
，that so many letters.
有好多的信
Here in San Francisco are stuck in the post office called churches.
在三藩市里面，这些信呢，就是这么不巧卡在教会里了。
It's like God is writing these beautiful letters.
好像神写了这么多美好的信
that can make this amazing impact in someone's life.
可以有对人有很大的生命影响
And it never gets delivered.
可是从来没有被寄出。
If you agree with that.Just give me a thumbs up or nod your head.
如果说你对我的说话认同，请你点点头。
Okay, yeah. I think, especially in the Bay Area, and I've lived here now since 1999.
我在这里已经1999年都住在湾区。
We have come to believe that this is a very hostile place for Christianity.
我们可能大家都会认同，似乎在湾区呢，对基督教是有一点敌意的。
Some of us believe that, man, if I would even become deliver that letter, go ahead.
甚至有人会觉得说，如果说我真把一封信送出去
，it's going to cost me dearly.
对我来说是有伤害的。
Maybe a promotion.
也许就不能升级了。
Maybe I'll be seen as something I don't want to be seen.
或者是说我的形象会有受损。
I think that we've become very good at compartmentalizing.
我们变得说很能够规划我们的生活。
Our church life from our career, from our family life.
我们的教会生活跟我们的工作生活跟家庭生活是完全分开。
And there is some merit to that.
也许有一些好处。
I think many of us have seen or maybe even experienced.
也许我们呢在座的有经历或者看过。
Evangelism gone wrong,
宣道呢，变了味道了
，or even done wrong,
或者是说做的不对
，and so many of us feel like, you know, that's not my job.
或者呢，有人会觉得说这不是我的本分
，so we stop trying altogether.
所以说我们干脆就不去努力了。
Yet Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
可是耶稣说庄稼很多，可是做工的人少。
So I think by believing that.
所以我相信，当我们有一个认定的时候
，I think that's an effective strategy the enemy has used to eliminate the workers out of the harvest field.
这个就是敌者这样子来使我们分散我们的主力。
And I want to encourage you today.
我要今天来鼓励你们。
That maybe there's a different way.
也许有一个不同的方法。
So as let's see what God says about just.You know this whole sent life.
让我们来看看神对这方面有什么教导。
In John 20 verse 21,
在约翰福音第二十章第二十一节
，Jesus said,
耶稣对他们说
，Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
As the Father has sent me,
父怎样差遣了我
，I am sending you.
我也照样差遣你们。
God is sending us.
神在派我们出去呢。
It's not just missionaries.
不光光是宣道人的工作。
Yeah, I see some of you think that.
我想你们可能有些人会觉得是这样的。
That's good for missionaries.
这个就是传道人的工作。
Or for Pastor Choi, he's got a special calling.
或者是蔡牧师，因为他有特殊的呼召。
I'm just a regular person.
我只是一个平信徒啊。
I'm going to take you to a passage that we've looked a lot. Probably every week this passage came up.
让我们一起来看看我们能够很熟悉的一段经文。
It's called the Great Commission, Matthew 28.
这就是马太福音第二十八章。
I'm sure many of you can recite this by heart.
可能你们都会背了这段经文。
I want to highlight just a couple of points again.
我主要想点出特别几点。
Jesus says, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me."
耶稣对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
When he says that, what's coming next is not a suggestion, but it's a commandment.
所以说下一句话不是一个建议，乃是一个命令。
He said, "Go make disciples." That's not new.
他说你们要去。
We all know that.
我们都知道。
Of all nations.
要使万民做我的门徒。
But then he says.Baptizing them, but that I want to highlight the part where he says, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
我特别要点出的就是第二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
I want to highlight everything.
我不能够每一个都点出。
Who knows what everything means in Hebrew?
你们知道在希伯来文里面，所有是什么意思？那就是刚刚那个耶稣所说的凡。
Anybody knows?
大家知道吗?
Anybody wants to take a guess what everything in Hebrew means?
在希伯来文里面，所有是什么意思?
It means?
它的意思是?
It means everything.
就是所有啊。
It's the same in Greek.
在希腊文也是啊。
It means everything.
就是所有。
So everything will include to go make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them and teach them to obey everything.
所以说所有就包括这整个的过程就是要去使人做门徒并且呢给他们施洗同时教他们遵守耶稣的教训这所有的都包括了。
So does this passage command us to make disciples?
所以说
yes or no?
这段经文是否命令我们要去传福音呢是还是不是
Who say yes?
谁说是
Make disciples.
使人做门徒。
Who say no?
谁说不
？Okay.
还好。
Couple of brave people.
有几个有勇气的
人。I agree with the person that said no. This is not to make disciples.
我跟这个说 no 的那人有点认同。
This passage, Jesus is calling us to make disciple makers.
这段经文，神所教我们的是要我们去教人怎么去做门徒。
Every disciple make other disciples who make other disciples.
一个人去使另外一个人做门徒，并且教那个人去做，教更多的人去做门徒。
That's what everything means.
这就是所有的意思。
That's the genius of Jesus' strategy.
这个就是耶稣的策略的天才的里面。
That's why he can give this to 11 guys.
Huh?
That's why he gave this commandment to 11 guys.
I see. 所以说，难怪当下把这个大使命给了11个使徒。
And I discovered God in South Africa.
而我呢是在南非认识耶稣。
We have churches all over the world.
我们在全世界各地都有教会。
We are commanded to multiply.
我们呢是受到了命令，我们要成长。
So not just make disciples, make disciples who make disciples who make disciples.
是使人做门徒，使人做门徒，使人做门徒。
Why do I know that?These letters God is writing, these beautiful letters, are stuck in San Francisco post office called churches.
为什么我知道呢？神写的这些美好的信，通通都卡在三藩市的教会里头呢？就好像卡在邮局里面一样呢
？The Barna Group and Pew Research,
就是做圣经教会研究的公司。
These are people that does excellent research.
他们做很多的研究。
They tell us that the San Francisco Bay Area.
他们告诉我们说，三藩市湾区
comparatively has the least amount of Christians.
相对起来呢，是最少的基督徒的地方。
As the most unchurched.
而且大部分都是不去教会。
And has the least biblical worldview.
而且呢，是最低的有圣经世界观的一族。
You know what that means?
你知道这什么意思吗
？We are number one.
我们算是第一名了。
In fact, tell your neighbor real quick.Give him a high five and say, "We are number one."
干脆你就跟你隔壁的人拍一个击掌，说我们第一名。
Please.
来，我们来击个掌吧。
We're number one.
我们第一名。
You know why I get excited about that?
为什么我觉得这很兴奋呢？
San Francisco Bay Area.
因为三藩市湾区。
Has the most opportunities.
有最大的潜能。
To live out the Great Commission.
可以活出那大使命。
Than anywhere else in the United States.
在全国、全美国都没有这样机会。
Every month.Thousands of people from all over the world are coming here.
每一个月，从各个不同的地方来到三藩市的有千上千的人。
So we have opportunities as soon as you walk out that door.
所以说，你一踏出门就已经有机会了。
I hope you are inspired by that.
我希望你能够受到激励。
I am.
我是。
So the let's see a little bit what Paul says about evangelism.
那我们来看看使徒保罗怎么说传福音。
Evangelism is kind of a scary word for some of us.
也许传福音对我们在座的某些人是觉得说好可怕的一件事。
Only 5% of people in churches believe they have the gift of evangelism.
只有大概教会里面有5%的人认为他们自己有传福音的恩赐。
So for 95% when you bring up evangelism, they go, ooh.
所以其他的95%的弟兄姐妹听到传福音就有点害怕。
So, 2 Timothy 4:5,
提摩太后书第四章第五节。
But you keep your head in all situations.
你却要凡事谨慎。
Endure hardship.
忍受苦难。
Do the work of an evangelist.
做传道的功夫。
So it doesn't say be an evangelist.
并没有说你要去做传道人。
It says we have to do the work of an evangelist.
只是说我们要做传道的工作。
So what does this work look like?
所以说传道这是什么意思呢？
Let's look at 1 Peter 3:15.
看看彼得前书第三章第十五节。
And we're going to get a glimpse what this looks like.
我们会从这里略有一知一二。
But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord.
只要心里尊主基督为圣。
That's the beginning, folks.
这个就是万事的开头。
It's out of this love, this respect.This reverence for Christ that evangelism flows from us.
宣教就是来自于这份爱主、尊重主的心而来的。
And then he says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备。
To give the reason for the hope that you have in Christ.
要常做准备，来把心中的盼望来宣讲。
But do this with gentleness and respect.
以温柔敬畏的心来回答个人。
So I see that it flows out of that reverence for Christ.
所以说是由一颗爱主并且敬畏主的心而来。
We start to interact with people.
我们开始跟人来接触。
They start to see these different things about us.
他们就会察觉我们跟其他人有点不一样。
And people start to ask.
他们就开始问问题。
And when they ask you,
当他们问我们问题的时候，
it gives us permission to share.
这样呢，我们就得到了一个机会跟他们分享。
And it shares this hope that we have in Christ.
把这种心中的盼望跟他们分享。
And we don't abuse that. We don't jump on them.
我们不会轻易的浪费这样的机会。
Bible says we need to do this with gentleness and respect.
圣经教导我们要以温柔敬畏的心来回答。
And I see evangelism is more of this lifestyle than it is a singular talent or gift.
所以我觉得传福音是一种生活的方式，而不是一种特别的天分。
It's living a life where people start to ask us.
就是好像一种生命的流露，使得人会觉得好奇，会来问我们问题。
And then we are ready to share.
那这样我们就可以分享了。
How are we doing so far?
还可以吗？
Are we learning something?
你学到一些新的点子吗？
Aren't you glad you showed up today?
你会不会觉得今天来的还蛮对的？
I'm glad you guys are here.
我很高兴你们都来了。
Now I know that there are fears.
我知道你们可能心中有一些恐惧。
There's some uncertainty and pressures when it comes to delivering these letters.
也许有一些的不确定的感觉，或者是说害怕，当你要送这样的信息给别人的时候。
What if I can take, if we can take some of that pressure off of you?
要是我们可以从你心中挪去一些的拦阻，如何？
Would you then be willing to be more intentional about delivering those letters?
那这样你会不会比较愿意点去送信呢？
I'm going to share a very important verse with you.
我要跟你分享一个很重要的经文。
When I first really discovered this,
当我一开始发现这样的情况时，
it blew my mind.
我好像完全不能理解。
And it was like a weight that fell off my shoulders.
好像觉得说一个重担从我的膀子下跌了下来。
Let us look at John 6, verse 44 and 45.
让我们来看一下约翰福音第六章四十四到四十五节。
This is Jesus speaking.
这是耶稣在说话哦。
And he says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them.
耶稣说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能来到我这里的。
And I will raise them up in the last day.
在我到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God.
在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训。
Now everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me.
凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
So let's look.
让我们来看一看。
God does the drawing.
神先呼召人。
God also did the sending.
同时神也是派人出去。
He sent Jesus, he sent the Son.
他先派了耶稣他自己的儿子。
Not only does God do the sending and the drawing, but he also does the teaching.
神不但是吸引人并且派人，同时他也教导人。
And then if people start to hear and learn from the Father,
如果说人开始听并且学习从天父而来的信息，
Jesus said the Father brings them to Christ.
然后呢，耶稣说呢，是天父把他们带到耶稣那里。
So what that meant to me,
所以对我来说，
the pressure is not on me to convince people to draw them.
不是我去好辛苦的去吸引人，去劝解人，
to debate with them,
去跟他们去辩论。
My job is toSee where God is at work. Who is He drawing?
我只需要去静静的观察神在吸引谁，神的工作在哪里。
And then,
然后
get them to a place,
把他们领到一个地方
where they can hear and learn from the Father.
让他们可以去听，并且从天父那里直接学习。
So we're not salesmen for Jesus.
所以说我们不是像卖广告员一样的卖耶稣。
I see our role more as event planners.
我们好像是一个为神设计一个特殊活动的人。
We create environments where people can start to, those that the Father is drawing with, they can start to hear and learn from Him.
我们产生一个环境，让神本来所拣选的人呢，能够聆听神，并且能够学习他的话语。
I believe a great starting place is the Word of God.
我觉得一个最好的开始点就是神的话。
Get people to start reading this.
让神开始阅读神的话。
Do this in context of community.
也是在你的社区当中就可以。
And I see this over and over and over.
我已经看了一次又一次这样的发生。
When they hear, learn, and apply.
当他们听到了学习并且实行出来。
And they do this consistently.
让他们继续持续这样做。
The Father brings them to Christ.
神就把他们带到耶稣那里了。
I've seen whole households get baptized.
我看着一家又一家的受洗礼。
And many times when they discover that, they also start sharing. I'll share a story now.
而且很多的时候，当他们自己有这样子惊喜的领悟之后，他们迫不及待去跟别人分享。
I want to introduce you. I'm not going to tell you how you should do the work of an evangelist.
我不会跟你说你应该怎么去传福音。
I want you to figure that out.
我想你自己会知道。
In your context where you live, work, learn, and play.
在你的生活、上班、上学的环境当中，你知道怎么做。
I'll come back. Anyway, just real quick, this book, I'll come back to that. I want to introduce you to Zoila and Jose.
想跟大家介绍这对夫妻 Zoila 跟 Jose.
And they're from San Jose.
他们是从 San Jose 来的。
And they are disciple makers.
而且他们是制造门徒的人。
When we met them, they did not follow Jesus.
当我们初认识他们的时候，他们并不是基督徒。
So not only did we help them, we also taught them how to help others follow Jesus.
所以我们不但向他们传福音，使他们认识了耶稣，并且呢，他们也继续的 使别人相信耶稣。
And they live in this community called Mayfair.
他们在一个 Mayfair 这样的社区。
And their kids, some of the kids go to Cesar Chavez Elementary School.
他们有些孩子呢去这个小学。
And as she dropped her kids off,
当她送下孩子上学的时候，
she noticed that some of these moms looked like they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
她发现呢，好像这些妈妈们呢背的好重的重担。
And she wanted to do something.
她想为他们做点什么。
Right across the street, City Team owns this duplex.
就是在这个学校对面呢，正好呢，他们的组织呢就有这么一个小房子。
So she would bring coffee and some sweet bread.
她就会带一些点心，带一些咖啡。
And she would just start inviting moms over.
然后呢，就邀请这些家长呢到这小房子来聚会。
Let's hang out before you start the rest of your day.
那送了孩子之后，要不我们先在这里聚一聚，然后你们再开始这一天的工作呢？
Let's have something to drink, something to eat, and get to know one another.
我们吃一点点心，彼此认识一下。
About a month later, there's about 30 ladies that do this for about an hour every Tuesday.
结果一个月之后，竟然每一个礼拜二有30多个家长、有妈妈们住在这里聚集。
They started Zoila start asking her questions.
Zoila 就开始问他们一些问题。
Why are you doing this?
为什么你这样做呢？
She was ready to share a little bit of this hope that she discovered in Christ.
结果 Zoila 就借这个机会呢，可以跟他们分享她在主耶稣里面的盼望。
About 20 ladies said.We want that too.
这其中有20位的妈妈们说，我们也要。
She said, "Okay, can we come back on Thursday? Those that want to discover God, and I'll show you how to do that."
那好吧，那你们这20位特别有兴趣的，我们礼拜四再聚一聚，让我可以教你们怎么样去发现神。
So on Thursday, she would break them up into small groups of about 4 or 5, and they would start to read and let God teach them.
所以说呢，他们在礼拜四的时候呢，就分成四五人的小组，他们就开始查经。
One of the ladies was Delia.
其中有一个妈妈叫 Stelia.
She's the lady sitting there.
就是那个坐在那里那位女士。
And God was just revealing himself to her.
神就在她心里头显现。
And it was maybe a few weeks later, a month later.
大概几个礼拜或者一个月之后。
Zoila heard that there's this group in the cemetery that also want to discover God now.
这个走下来发现呢，就是有这么一组的人呢，他们去那个墓地，他们也想要听一听上帝的事情。
And Delia started this Discovery Bible group at the cemetery.
所以说呢，这 Delia 呢，就穿白色那个女士呢，就在这个墓地头开始了一个小查经班。
Because Delia would go to the cemetery almost every day.
因为呢，这位女士她基本上每一天都去墓园。
Because about 8 months before that, she lost her youngest son, 16-year-old, in a car accident.
因为呢，在之前的前几个月呢，他16岁的儿子就在一场车祸里面丧生。
And she would still grieve this huge loss, greatest loss in her life.
对他来说，这是人生最大的伤痛，他没有办法停止他的悲痛。
But she's not alone.
可是呢，他并不是单单他一位。
There's many other ladies doing the same thing.
还有很多其他的妈妈们都是这样。
And Delia started sharing with them.
所以 Delia 就跟他们分享。
And they start saying, "You know what? You don't look as bad as you used to."
他说他们就发现好像你好一点了，不像以前那么样子的悲伤。
And she said, "God is starting to heal my heart, piece by piece."
他说神在我的心里头一步一步的医治我呢。
And they said, "We need that too."
就其他的妈妈说我们也要。
When I took this picture,
当我照这张照片的时候
，she is actually sitting on top of her son's grave.
哦。这个 Delia 这个妈妈其实坐在的位置就是她儿子的墓地。
And they were just talking about how they totally see God different, their family and their community different.
他们就是彼此在聊他们如何的因为认识了上帝完全对世界他们的社区有不同的看法。
This lady was already in process of starting a discovery group in her house and with her friends and family.
那个另外那位女士呢，她已经开始做好准备，她也要开始一个小的查经小组。
And that's Delia's niece who lost a child in labor, and is also in process of starting another group.
然后另外一个呢，就是 Delia 她的侄女，她在生产的过程当中呢，失掉了一个 baby, 她也要开始一个新的小组。
That group grew to about 20 adults.
结果这个就一直膨胀，一直膨胀到28个成人。
And that group started 13 other second generation groups.
然后就从这个组开始了其他另外13个组。
But it didn't stop there. That second generation, 13, seven third generation groups came out of that.
然后从那13个小组又开始了新的7个小组，第三代了。
And those seven, some of them started other groups, so five fourth generation groups.
然后从那7个小组又出生了另外5个小组，第四代。
It now spread to Napa and Fresno and Milpitas and different parts of the Bay Area.
现在呢，到了很多不同的在 Napa、Milpitas 其他的湾区的地方。
A total of 27 of these groups, these communities.
结果呢，一共是27个这样的新的社团就开始了。
That we know are formed.
到目前我们是这样知道。
And how did it get started?
那怎么开始呢
？Zoila noticed some people that.God was possibly at work in.
就是 Zoila, 她开始觉得说好像神有在动工。
I want to share John, he's from eBay.
另外一个故事就是 John, 他在 eBay 上班。
So he heard stories like this.
他的故事是这样。
And he wanted to live it out.
他想活出基督徒的生命。
He's an engineer.
他是一个工程师。
He doesn't speak Spanish.
他 doesn't?
Doesn't speak Spanish.
他不会讲西班牙语。
And he's very introverted.
可是他很内向。
But he wanted to do something for God.
可是他想要为神做点事情。
So what he started doing, he started showing 15 minutes early.
所以说呢，他就提前15分钟上班。
And started to prayer walk the eBay campus.
开始呢，就绕着 eBay 这个公司来一边祷告一边走路。
And then later he felt like, okay, God is now challenging him to actually connect with people.
然后他觉得说神在挑战他要跟人接触。
And God gave him this scary vision.A scary assignment.
神给他了一个让他感觉很紧张的一个任务。
He went and he got some Windex and a clean rag.
他拿了这个洗窗户的那个水，然后拿了一个布。
And went to cubicle and cubicle and offered to clean the computer screen.
然后呢，从一个同事到另外一个同事，他就问他们：“你需不需要我来帮你们清你的电脑
？”And if they asked John, "You're not the janitor. Why are you doing this?"
他说：“那你又不是做清洁工的，你干嘛要这样子
？”He told them.
他告诉他们
：“I read in Scripture how Jesus served these friends as he washed their feet.”
我从圣经上头学到，耶稣呢为他的朋友洗脚。
Well, that's kind of weird. So this is the closest thing I can do for you.
为你们洗脚有点奇怪，所以说我顶多就能够帮你们擦一下电脑。
And as he started venturing, the people that knew him just went, "Hmm."
当他开始清人家的电脑的时候，人家觉得有一点奇怪。
Started going to the cubicles over there, the people he doesn't know yet.
然后呢，甚至他可以到他所不认识的人那里去帮他们清电脑。
And one of the guys said, "Wow, I know what you're doing."
有一个人说，我知道你在干嘛。
He said, "It's like you just go in because of Easter. You just go and do these random acts of kindness, right?"
所以就好像说是复活节这样，你就好像做一些善行，对不对
？And John said, "It's kind of yeah."And he shared that story with him. Why he does that?
这样说呀，有一点这样意思。然后他就接着跟他分享。
He said, "Wow, I love that. Let's get lunch. I want to learn more."
然后呢，那位呢就回应说，我觉得这蛮好的。哎，我们吃个午饭吧，再聊一聊。
John thought he was a Christian.
这样是一个基督徒。
This guy never even read the Bible in his life.
So John or the other
person? No, the friend.
Oh, the friend.
The new friend. Yeah.
就那个新朋友呢，他不是一个基督徒，从来都没有读过圣经。
Occasionally goes to AA meetings.
也许呢，去那些戒酒的聚集中心。
And the last meeting was at this guy shared because of what Christ had done in Easter. He's going to go do these random acts of kindness once a day.
所以说呢，在他最后一次那个AA 就是那个戒酒中心呢，他们的确听到说有另外一个人呢，就是说在好像在这个做一些善行这些小动作，他也决定要做。
So we asked John, "How did you become a Jesus follower?"
所以说他就问这样，他说你怎么信耶稣的？
Because he left that night, that AA meeting, knowing that this person has a real faith, and that's what he lacked.
因为他当他离开的时候，他知道说这个人他有一个真信仰，而我却没有。
So John shared a little bit of his testimony.
所以说这样就继续跟他分享他的见证。
And he also wanted to know God.
然后这个朋友呢也想认识耶稣。
So John offered to, and they started the discovery group at eBay.
所以说在 eBay 呢，他们开始了一个小的查经班。
John also started to reading his Bible out in public.
然后这样呢，也是的呢，在公共场所里头打开他的圣经。
And when people ask, "What are you reading?" he just showed up the Bible.
人家问他你在看什么，他就把圣经拿给他看。
Two ladies like, is that the Bible Bible?
两个女士说，这真的是圣经啊。
Why are you reading the Bible?
你为什么要看圣经呢？
He was ready with a short answer.
他呢已经准备好一个短短的回应。
Two ladies joined his group because they said, I was always curious what it says, I've never read it, because it's the Bible, but so he invited them and they joined that group.
所以有两个女士，她们就加入了这样的这个小组，因为呢，她们听过圣经，她们想看看圣经到底是怎么一回事，就终于有这么样的一个小组，她们就加入了。
The Bay Area harvest is plentiful.
在湾区呢，庄稼要收的庄稼多。
The workers are few.
做工的人少。
There's a harvest ready.
很多的庄稼已经熟了。
It doesn't look like this.
也许这个庄稼不是像这样。
It's not we're going to gather them all in the stadium.
不是说他们都大家坐在一个大广场，然后一起丰收。
Get Pastor Choi to preach the best message he's ever preached.
邀请蔡牧师去讲一个最最有力的道。
And all at once, everybody becomes a Christian.
然后呢，突然所有的人都变为基督徒。
I think the Bay Area harvest looks more like this.
我想呢，湾区的收成比较像另外一个图。
You see a lot of green tomatoes there, right?
你看到了很多的绿色的番茄，对不对？
But there are some red ones also.
可是也有一些红的哦。
God is preparing those people. They're like red tomatoes.
神已经在预备一些人，他们就已经像是红了的番茄。
We're not going to kick the green ones out of the garden.
我们不是说要把绿色的通通踢走。
We're not going to stop watering the plants.
不是说现在开始浇水。
We're still going to pray for them. We're still going to look at engaging, but we need to find those red tomatoes.
可是重点是说，我们要去找到那些红番茄。
And get them to a place where they can start to hear and learn from the Father.
让他们能够到一个环境里头，可以聆听神的话语。
So, as we, I want to have us just take some time.
让我们用一点点时间。
On the back of your sermon, there's some place for sermon notes.
在这个大家的这个 program 后面有一些空间。
As you heard these stories.
当你听到这些故事之后。
And these scriptures.
还有这些经文。
Has maybe a name or two or three came up?
会不会说有一两个名字在你脑海中出现？
Where you felt like maybe this person might be a red tomato.
也许你觉得这个人可能是一个红色的番茄。
God may be sending me to deliver a letter to this person.
是不是神可能派我要去把这个信送给他呢？
I want you to write those names down.
可不可以请你们把他们的名字写下？
Just write those names down.
就是把他们的名字写下来。
Even if you're not sure, just write those names down.
即使你不确定，还是把他们的名字写下。
And then I want you to start thinking about. You may make a T chart.
然后呢，也许开始做一个图表。
For you to deliver that message, to be that letter delivered to that person.
要成为一封信，要送给这个人。
There may be some things you need to stop doing.
也许你需要停止做一些活动。
For John, it meant I need to stop sleeping in.
对这样来说，他的呢就是需要提早起床。
So I can start showing up 15 minutes before at work.
这样才可以15分钟，开工之前先到。
So I can start to pray the presence of God at my place of work.
这样子他就可以开始为他的工作来祷告，求神的。
So I can start to drive out the darkness and prepare this harvest.
使神的同在能够临到公司，并且能够驱逐黑暗，让这个庄稼能够得以收成。
I also challenge you to start looking at ways that you can start to connect with them.
并且我也向你挑战，想一想用什么方法跟他们接触。
That God will give you creativity, what John did, what Zoila did.
求神给你有创意，就像给 John 跟 Zoila 那样。
So think about that.
想一想。
I want us to close our eyes right now.
让我们一起闭上眼睛。
I want you to picture those people on your that you wrote down.
想一想你所写下来的那几个人。
I want you to picture walking to them.
想一想你走向他们。
I want you to picture Jesus is walking with you.
想一想耶稣就好像在你身边一同去。
I want you to picture as you come closer to them, you also notice that Jesus, the same Jesus, is standing next to them.
当你发现你接近他们的时候，耶稣就站在他们的旁边。
They just don't realize that.
只不过他们不晓得。
But they know that there's this presence here.
可是他们知道有一些的同在。
I want you to picture that you help them connect the dots.
我想让你想一想看。
You introduce them to this Jesus next to them.
你让他们认识了就在他们身边的耶稣。
I want you to feel their joy.
想一想他们有何等的开心。
Now I want you to picture.
同样的，现在我要你想一想。
You walking with Jesus to them.
你跟耶稣一起走向他们。
You seeing Jesus next to them.
你看到的耶稣就在他们身边。
And then somehow you just kept walking.
可是你不知道怎么了，就往前走。
And there, you did not help them connect those dots.
你并没有把耶稣认识介绍给他们认识。
I hope you choose the first scenario.
我希望你选择第一个局面。
I want to pray for you guys.
我要为你们祷告。
Lord, I ask.
天父，我们求。
That you would show each one here.
你能够让每一位看见。
Who are the people you are drawing?
你所吸引的是哪一些人
？Lord, I pray that you would give us creativity.
主啊，我们求你给我们创意。
That you give us favor.
给我们用你的智慧。
Lord, that you give us discernment.
给我们有分辨的能力。
And how to engage these people.
让我们知道如何的接触他们。
Lord, I pray that you would prepare them, that you would draw them.
求你吸引他们，并且预备他们。
And God, that you would somehow use us,
并且使用我们
to help them discover you,
来使他们发现你。
So you can start to teach them.
之后你就可以直接教导。
And you can start to bring them to your Son.
并且你可以带他们到你的儿子耶稣基督那里。
Lord, I pray that this movement of your love.
是吧？我们祈求这爱的行动。
This good news will multiply.
这福音能够加倍的传开。
To the places where we live.
在我们生活当中。
At work.
上班的地方。
Where we go and play and have fun.
或者在我们休闲娱乐的地方。
Or for some of us that still go to school.
也许上学的地方。
And may your name be glorified.
求你的名得以荣耀。
And when I come back sometime in the future.
当我再次回来的时候。
I will hear other stories of John and Zoilus.
我何等的盼望能够听到类似 Zoila 跟 John 的故事。
From people in this congregation.
从这一个教会开始。
I pray that you would help us.
求你帮助我们。
Not to get stuck.
不要被卡住。
But give us the courage.
让我们有勇气。
Usher us in a season that we would be willing to take relational risk.
让我们勇敢的去冒险。
To deliver.Those beautiful messages you've wrote to them.
这样子一起能够将你那美好的信息
I pray this in Jesus' name.
能够传达出去，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. If you would like to learn more, there's these two books. One is called God's Space.
如果说你想要看到更多这个书，这一个呢就是上帝的空间。
Have anybody read this book?
有没有人看过这本书？
It's one of the best books on evangelism.
这可以说是传福音最好的一本书。
And it's written for people that don't believe they have the gift of evangelism.
而且特别是觉得自己没有什么特殊传福音天赋的。
It's super practical.
非常实用。
I can really recommend that.
我真的想推荐给你们。
And then contagious disciple making.
另外一个呢，就是传染性的门徒训练。
It talks about how to become a contagious disciple.
这教我们怎么成为一个传染性的门徒。
And how to make disciples that make disciples that make disciples.
并且使门徒做更多门徒，制造更多的门徒。
Also practical.
很实用。
I think you'll find it very helpful.
我相信你会觉得很好用。
It's been a real privilege and honor for me to be with you.
这真的是我的荣幸，能够跟你们一起。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢你聆听我的话。
And may God truly bless you where you live, work, learn, and play. Thank you.
愿神大大的祝福你们。
Thank you, Pastor.
谢谢蔡牧师。
God bless you.